The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I still get a kick out of the name we've chosen for Happy Hour. It's pretty cool. Happy Hour. So, my name is Nikki Mirgafori, and I'm happy to be here with you tonight. I just came back actually from teaching a month-long retreat at the Forest Refuge on the East Coast at IMS, Inside Meditation Society. So I'm fresh back from being with long-term meditators and spending a whole month in silence and in the forest, and pretty cool, pretty chilled. So I'd like to bring that spirit of nature, metta, kindness, ease, softness, all of that, because I've been imbued in that for a month. So that's what I would like to bring to our urban center here in Redwood City. Well, Redwood City, that's Redwoods. We've got a beautiful tree right out there, surrounded by green. So how many of you are new to Happy Hour? A show of hands. Great. Welcome. Wonderful. Terrific. So what we do every week during this time is we explore one theme related to kindness, loving kindness, compassion, cultivation of practices of the heart. And basically, much of the time is a guided meditation. So you just follow, and afterwards, we have some practice in community, which I'll tell you about, and there's time for Q&A at the end. So with that, you know, let's just get into it. I won't say much. Let's just do the guided meditation together, actually. So let's start with kindness to your body. Move your body back and forth and whatever way it needs to be moved right now before you become more still for about 30 minutes or so. See what your neck needs, what your shoulder needs, and see if you can do whatever movements you're doing with just kindness to this body, listening. Hello, dear body. Hello, dear back. What do you need right now? How do you need to be moved, to be stretched? Just an expression of care and friendliness for your body. Let's start. Also, if you need to get more props, to be more comfortable, this is a perfect time to go get up and get more props to be comfortable. So with that, again, moving your spine back and forth a little bit, finding your center of gravity where it's comfortable to sit and be still and be landed and fully supported. Landing in your body, in your bottom. And allowing your whole back, your whole upper body to be supported, to rise up from your bottom that's nicely landed and well-rooted, well-grounded on the cushion, the chair. Your whole back is rising up, being supported. Maybe rolling your shoulders back just once and then letting your hands, your arms rest on your lap, relaxedly, gently. Letting your legs be soft, relaxed, comfortable. If you're sitting on a chair, let the bottom of your feet touch the ground to be grounded. And let yourself feel a sense of integrity. In your posture, And while there's a sense of integrity, of being held up from the inside, no pushing, but from the inside, from your bottom being well planted, your feet, your legs, as if your torso, your head is rising up and reaching for the sky naturally on its own. Letting your body, your muscles, your limbs be soft. As soft as possible, relaxed. Let your breath move on its own, moving in and out of this body. And with each out-breath, softening and relaxing some more, landing some more, arriving more into this body, into this moment, into fully embracing whatever is arising in your heart and mind in this moment. Each in-breath bringing more energy, aliveness, awakeness. And every out-breath bringing more ease, relaxation, letting go of tension. Allowing the mind to be with the in-breath as a source of energy and life. And with the out-breath, relaxing and softening for a few breaths, calming, settling. In breath, energy, wakefulness, aliveness. Out breath, letting go, relaxing the body completely. Letting go of tension. Each in-breath bringing fullness. Each out-breath emptying the cup. so there is more space for the next fullness to come in. Emptying the cup, emptying the mind, letting go, putting things down with every out-breath. Letting the in-breath and the out-breath be breathed on their own. There isn't so much you need to do. The breath has been breathing itself all these years without much effort from you. Thank you very much. So just let it be. Don't make it into a project. Let it flow on its own. Let it just flow. Just simply noticing what's already happening naturally in this amazing, miraculous body of yours. This amazing, remarkable piece of nature that is you, that is breathing. It knows exactly what to do. Simply resting, receiving now, receiving what is already happening naturally, the in-breath and the out-breath. Receiving the movements of the belly. Sweet breath, life-giving breath. Breath as a friend. As a gift. In breath, out breath. Now I invite you to bring to mind something that has been a little challenging for you recently. Maybe something that has happened in your life. Maybe not the most challenging thing, perhaps, but the second or third. But if the most challenging thing is what's present, what's coming up, that's okay too. Maybe a situation, perhaps, where you've been also blaming yourself. You've been a part of, a participant to something that happened. Or maybe not, it's just an unfortunate something that's happening in your life. In any case, bringing to mind something that has been a little challenging, a source of pain, a source of stress perhaps, a source of sorrow or sadness, or just maybe rumination and restlessness, anxiety. And now that you have it, I'm going to invite you to let go of the story. To let go of the story and just stay with the feeling in your body. Letting go of what happened or what's happening completely. Dropping that for a moment. You can always pick it up later. Don't worry, it'll be here. But for now, bowing to the story. Bowing to it, putting it down, and just coming and feeling in your body the sensations, maybe the heaviness, maybe in the chest, maybe it's a feeling of sadness, heaviness, maybe in your whole body, or a feeling of maybe butterflies in your chest, in your stomach, tightness, whatever it may be. Whatever it may be felt like physically, just being with it. Just being with the sensation. And allowing this pain, this stress, this tenderness, this sadness to open up. To open you up to care, to compassion, to be held, to hold yourself. Maybe if you're moved to even put your hand or hands in the middle of your chest, your heart center, to hold your heart. Hold your own heart with care, with tenderness. Holding as if you're holding. This tenderness of the heart. Supporting your own heart. It's okay, dear. It's okay. Holding yourself, holding the tenderness in your heart. It's okay, dear. It's okay. I'm here for you. I care for you. I hold you. Just holding with care. Holding with care and tenderness. With friendliness, with metta, with compassion. May I hold this difficulty with ease. May I hold myself with care. Not so much to be done, but just to be with, just to be with, just to be with tenderness, with patience, giving it space, giving it time, just being with it. Doesn't have to go away, doesn't have to be any different than it is. Just being with care, with presence, growing the capacity to be with difficulty, tenderness, spaciously, with care, with patience. Simply holding with friendliness, the way you would hold a child, the way you would hold a little baby. It's tender, maybe a newborn. That's hurt, just holding and rocking the baby, the newborn. Doing that for your own heart, for your own self. Knowing that you have resources. Knowing that you have strength. You have the strength of care, of love. Strength of compassion is a part of you. Knowing that just as there is tenderness, there is also strength. In the care. Holding. Maybe even referring to yourself in kind words, oh, sweetheart, oh, dear, now. It's okay. It's okay. It's time, there's space. Simply being with, holding, breathing with. Letting it move through, letting it be held, letting it have space. And whatever is happening right now, not needing it to be any different. Holding with patience, holding with care, with friendliness, whatever is happening, it doesn't have to be any different. than it is right now, whatever it might be. Giving it a lot of space. Now, dear, this is hard for you. This has been hard for you. It's okay. It's okay. I'm here for you. Not deserting your own pain, not deserting your own sorrow, not pushing it away, not brushing it under the carpet, just giving it space, being it with it, with friendliness, with care, with care. Nothing needs to happen any differently. Just being with. Just expanding your capacity to be with. The resilience to be with, to hold. Patiently, caringly, whatever is happening. Whatever is happening. And for any part that you may have had in what has happened, the pain and the sorrow, holding yourself with forgiveness as much as possible, forgiving yourself as much as possible, as much as it's available. Trusting that you are doing your best. With the causes and conditions of the situation. And holding yourself with care. It's okay. It's okay. Letting go. Relaxing. Softening. It's okay. It is what it is. Forgiving yourself too. Forgiving the circumstances. Forgiving the circumstances in this situation. The causes and conditions that have led to this pain. To this difficulty. And if it is relevant, if it is available, maybe offering forgiveness as much as available right now to others in this situation. They too were doing the best they could given the conditions of their mind and heart, the ignorance, the not knowing they had. If they knew better, they would have done better. If you knew better, you would have done better. offering forgiveness. As much as is easy to do right now, not pushing it at all, just offering it. And holding your heart with care. Forgiving yourself, forgiving others, forgiving the circumstances internally and externally, the imperfect causes and conditions. Allowing, letting go, if available, letting go with the out-breath, the clarity, the peace of the in-breath and the out-breath, in this moment. Calming, soothing, stabilizing, noticing the in-breath, noticing the movement of the out-breath. Feeling the breath in the belly, feeling your body, feeling your hands touching your lap, feeling your bottom on the chair or the cushion, your feet, your legs on the ground. Ah. Feeling your whole body alive and breathing. And for the last moment of this practice session, holding yourself with gratitude, with care, for having sat, for whatever arose or did not arise, holding yourself with gratitude, with appreciation. that you aligned your actions with your intention to cultivate more care, more compassion, more forgiveness in this very life for yourself and others. So, after the guided meditation during the happy hour, what we usually do is practicing friendliness, kindness, loving kindness in community. So this is optional, you don't have to, and yet it tends to be just as important as practicing alone. So the way we would practice this in a moment is we would get into groups of four. And it really is a practice, treat it as a practice. It's this conversational practice. Each person will have about a minute or two to share. And the people who are listening, who are holding witness, you're holding a space of kindness. It's practical kindness, treating what the person is saying with as much kindness as you can muster. They can say no wrong, whatever they're saying. It's a practice of acceptance of whatever is offered. And when you're speaking, and also when you're listening, being embodied in your body, feeling your body while you're listening, not getting into your head so much, which is what we turn to do, but a practice of embodied listening. And as you are speaking, is also a practice of embodied speaking. Feeling your body while you're speaking, it's a little harder, as you'll notice, not impossible. Feeling your body as you're speaking. Speak from the heart and share whatever you want to share, whatever is comfortable for you to share. Not too much if it's not comfortable. So you just decide, but practice what it's like to be sharing in this space. And the topic, the question with each person will just share a minute or two is, what was this practice session like for you? What arose, if you want to share? What did you observe? What did you learn? There's no right or wrong. And if the answer is, I was really tired, I fell asleep through the whole thing, that's perfectly fine. That's a perfectly fine answer. No problem. People who are holding witness are not judging you. Like, yep, they're holding it with acceptance. Cool? Yes? Any questions? Okay. So please, groups of four, it's best to be on the same level. If you're on the chair, I'll be on the chair. If on the floor, I'll be on the floor. And it's nice to tell yourself your name. Say your names, and whoever wants to start will start. Go for it. And remember, it's a practice of holding kind space for whoever is speaking. Say whatever you want. Remember to stay embodied if you can and offer space of kindness. If your group needs more time, please raise your hand. Okay, let's come back to the big group. Feels quite tender and quiet today. That's how I feel. And the conversation also felt very connected, at least from me feeling the energy from here. So felt pretty sweet, at least from up here. So we have time for comments, for questions, for complaints, or anything. So please bring it on. And we have Bupal ready with yes, so that everyone can hear. Great. Please.
First of all, thank you so much. When you said to think of a challenging situation,
yeah.
What came up for me was this very unpleasant anxiety I've had the past almost 2 weeks, and I didn't want to re-experience it in my body. Mm-hmm. So my question, I guess, is I didn't re-experience it. I just kind of comforted.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess my question is, so is that okay to it's all okay, I guess.
Yeah.
But to not have yourself re-experience a very negative feeling in your body, and instead provide a lot of comfort to what the feeling was.
Yeah. So let me ask you something. It almost sounds like you did invite it, but then you held it with comfort. That's
kind of I didn't want to even experience it for a second. So I right away, I didn't say go away.
Uh-huh.
But I just felt I needed so much comfort from being in that state for so long.
So you invited a lot of comfort.
Yes.
And then what happened was the anxiety.
The comfort felt so good.
Uh-huh,
I mean, the forgiveness, the compassion.
Right.
It really felt wonderful just to sit with that.
So was the anxiety or the difficult feeling then being held by it or
no,
being pushed away?
I didn't want to even bring it up.
I
did bring it up in word.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I kept saying I'd rather not re-experience it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just stay with this new feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So here's what I'm kind of hearing. A couple of ways you can go with this. And I'm really appreciating you exploring and asking this question because this is relevant for all of us. One is, sometimes if you know that if you bring it up, it's going to be overwhelming right away, then maybe it is wise to titrate, to not kind of like, whoa, I know what's going to happen, because there's not enough stability in the mind to bring this up. So it could actually be wise to bring in the comfort to support it. So that can be a wise approach, okay? If you know, we can't be with this beast
now. It was coming from and what were the thoughts were that brought it on.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
So that's on one hand, right?
Okay.
On the other hand, when there is the capacity to be with it, when there is more stability, enough comfort, enough space to be with it, then invite a little bit of it in. You see what I'm saying? Because that way you can actually hold it. You can make capacity. Hold on, let me tell you what I mean. Because then nothing will scare you It's not something that you need to be scared of or push away. You can still be with it. Your capacity to be with will grow. It will come a point, it will come a time, if you let it be, little by little, invite it with the stability of comfort, so that there's always a little more comfort than anxiety, kind of expand. A time will come that anxiety can be there, and it's not going to bother you. It's not the boogeyman. It doesn't scare you. And that's the vision I have for you. And that is possible. It's there, like, okay, yeah, anxiety or sadness or this or that. It's like, yeah, okay. All right, it's okay. It's okay. So, but by never inviting, I mean, it's going to visit you anyway, it's part of your, right? But then building the capacity to work with it skillfully is what I invite you to consider.
I like that very much. And I did that in Thich Nhat Hanh's method yesterday, holding the, you know, the baby, that whole process he has from pieces every step. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't soothing then at all. Mm-hmm. And so I just put myself in all the normal situations, kept saying, today I'm going to be okay, I can deal with this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it dissipated. But I really understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But it was so surprising to me that whole process of comfort that I tried yesterday just wasn't working at all. I couldn't even sit. And here I...
Yeah, but it worked today, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I feel calm and wonderful.
Great.
And then the other thing I'd like to hear from people about, I don't want to hog this, the feelings that were going through us in terms of the kindness we were feeling as we were listening. I found that very powerful.
Great.
Very nice. Because I often drift, and I felt so focused, and I could feel that kindness coming through.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing about both parts of the practice, both the first part and the second part, which is practicing community and offering kindness. Just beautiful. Yeah. Sometimes people hesitate to participate in the second, and when people do, they say, oh, that was the best part of connecting with others with kindness. So thank you for that. Please.
I just want to say thank you. Having a really hard day, hard week, hard month, whatever. And what I took away from that was today I was actually feeling, I work as a nurse, and so that's a helping profession, and so I find myself sometimes feeling like, who helps the helper? And so today's session was nice because I remembered, oh yeah, I can help myself if that is what is available, you know, if that's what's available.
Nice.
And I'd been, like you said, trying to do that at home already, but it wasn't really landing. Mm. It was nice to hear it externally. And so I'll probably just keep listening to this if it's recorded.
Hopefully it is recorded. Sometimes we have glitches, but hopefully it's recorded. Yeah.
But so, yeah, because I was just today struggling to feel like I can't help somebody else today. I barely feel like I can help myself. But being here was great. So thank
Beautiful.
You.
Lovely. Thank you. And you're welcome. And I'm delighted to hear, but in the process of practicing in community with others, and also, you know, the Buddha says that often what can bring up wisdom is two things: wise reflection on our own and the voice of another. And in this case, the voice of another can be very supportive, can be very helpful. So happy to offer that and support you, and happy to hear how your mind settled, realize its own strength, its own resources. Oh yeah, lots of capacity here. Capacity to care, capacity to love, just capacity to be, capacity to hold, just so much that is in you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think. think it's time. So it's so sweet to hear from you. So I'll stay here for another couple of minutes if you like to come up and share anything, but it's nice to end on time. So let's take a moment to share the goodness of our practice, what we've done today. It's not just for us. We do this work for everyone our lives come into contact with and beyond. So may the goodness of our intention be shared with all beings and be a cause and condition for their happiness, ease, joy, freedom. And all beings includes ourselves. Thank you for coming to IMC and for practicing. Have a good evening. See you next week.